So please, can you quickly open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 8.
Okay.
Luke chapter 8. As we will be reading from verses 22 to 25. I will read from here. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water and the seas, and there was a calm. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and muffled, saying to one another, Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obeyed him." May the Lord bless the reading of the word to our soul, spirit, and body in Jesus' name. Well, the topic of this message has to do with the necessity of Jesus Christ in the journey of our life. My brothers, my sisters, you must allow Jesus to join the boat of your journey in life. If Jesus is not in the boat of your journey, there is no possibility of ending well. But by the grace of God, I believe that the Holy Ghost will minister to all of us in this place today. But if you are here today and you have not known Jesus, you've not taken him as your personal Lord and Savior, you have to decide today. Because if Jesus is not in your journey, possibility of ending well can never be assured. So, my brothers, my sisters, part of the introduction I wrote down here is that when Jesus invited the disciples, "Let's go to the other side." If you are a Christian, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you can never be a standstill Christian. If you are a Christian that is not moving forward, you must take your life from today. And that was the reason why Jesus said to the disciple, "Let us go to the other side of the lake." Because Jesus is not interested in a standstill believer. We have so many believers in church today, they are standstill. They can be in the worship team. They can be technicality, instrumental. They can be anywhere in the church. Stand still, Christian can even be among the leaders. The church must move forward. No master, no servant. Declare your own stand. before the Lord. I have four things to share. And the first one is in verse 22. When Jesus said, let us cross to the other side. Let us cross to the other side. Why are they crossing to the other side? If you read from verse 26 on, you will discover the reason why Jesus said to the disciples, let us move across to the other side. Moving across to the other side to win souls. If you are a believer, you're newly born again, and you are not winning souls on daily basis. You are not praying for the sick, to be healed. You are not praying for the oppressed, to be delivered. You are not praying for those that are in captivity and you don't set them free. You are not praying for those that are going through their situation and you are not commanding life. Check your faith. Every believer must cross to the other side. Don't just stand there. Today, members of the church, they are looking up to the leaders to do all the job. No. Christianity is not like when I was a Muslim. Christianity is not a lazy man following the priest. Say motumo eh or letting tele afa. No. There's nothing like that in Christianity. In Christianity, the members may want to overtake the leaders. Yes, that is the challenge that is facing the church today. Move on, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. And when they went to the other side, what happened? An unclean man who was born with legion spirits came to him and delivered him. Let us move to the other side. Move to the other side in winning souls. Move to the other side in setting people free. Move to the other side in healing the sick. Move to the other side in deliverance. There is nothing that is like, you cannot say somebody is a deliverance minister. There is nothing like that in the Bible. Every believer must be a deliverance minister. A deliverer minister, every member of the church must be. If you are born again, genuinely born again, it may be yesterday. It was the very day when I got converted in May 1974. I was called into the ministry immediately. Verse 23. And they say, Jesus fell asleep. When everybody was in the boat, our Lord Jesus, who knows much about his disciples, fell asleep. Many people in church, they don't know that the leadership are watching them. But in New Covenant Church, we don't criticize anybody. We are not running presidential order. The grace of God is available for everybody. You are free. In fact, it is in your freedom we know whom you are. Freedom is a trap. Freedom is a trap. When you fall into it, then the Holy Ghost will catch you. And you will now be thinking, if you are genuinely born again, you will have to humble yourself and reconcile. Christianity is a life of freedom. No, don't do this, don't do that. We preach the gospel as I'm standing to preach to you now. Jesus went asleep. Why? Why was Jesus went asleep? Jesus went asleep to know the mind of the disciples. He wanted to test them. Jesus went asleep. And as Jesus was sleeping in the boat, what happened? A windstorm came down. A windstorm. A raging of water. Raging waters into the boat. Come and see the unbelieving disciples. The only thing they were enjoying during the presence of Jesus was Jesus' inspiration. They were covered with Jesus' inspiration because they've never experienced the infilling of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus was watching. What was going to be their reaction? When the windstorm came and the disciples were disturbed and shouting concerning the windstorm. And the Bible said, the disciples were in jeopardy. They were seriously in jeopardy. And what was their comment? Master, we are perishing. My brothers, my sisters, when you are facing any crisis of life, when you are facing any storm of life, when you are facing challenges of life, if you know that Jesus is in your boat, all you need to do is to stand up. Try to rebuke the storm yourself. So we have so many lazy believers today. Try now. Try your best. When you suspect any raging of the devil around you as a believer, stand up and rebuke. Stand up and rebuke. Honestly, you can never learn how you can be a disciple that is doing miracle until you start doing it. When you start doing it, the Holy Ghost will now be working in you to improve your life. As you will be rebuking the raging of water, whatever may be representing the raging of water in your life, so you will be healing the sick. When I got converted, my background was paganism. I was washed. I became a Christian. I've been telling you before. And I was called Fatai, Fata Moko. After that, I went to a church in Lagos for good 8 years. The church was called New Jerusalem Church. New Jerusalem. And we were thinking then that the place they used to build for the ministers, we were thinking that it is in that house Jesus will come back to reign. Because they want to brainwash you. They brainwash us. But thank God, May 1974, I was converted. Immediately, I started preaching the gospel. In fact, when the operation of the Holy Ghost in me was difficult for the church, they sent me out. They gave me 7 days. And I told them, 7 days, it is now. I am going. In fact, the pastor that was used to send me out of the church later invited me to come and do a revival in their church. And I went there with my team. Before the pastor died, he got saved. That is God. Why are you sitting down?
Move ahead. Honestly, if you want to have experience of life, you must not stand still. Honestly, if you want the Holy Ghost to be working in you, to be working through you, move out. It may look difficult, but move out, my brother. Move out, my sister. They were in jeopardy. What are you going through today that is disturbing your mind? Arise. Arise. In verse 24, the disciples came to him. In verse 24, and they awoke him, saying, Master, we are perishing. Master, we are perishing. They saw Jesus healing the sick. They saw Jesus delivering the oppressed. They saw Jesus doing many miracles. And when there was storm, wind, and raging of waters, instead of them to be mindful of the Lord Jesus that was sleeping, instead of them to attack the wind, that our Savior must not perish, what are they shouting? Master! Master! We are shouting. Honestly, you are born again. If you don't love others more than yourself, you cannot move forward. If you are born again to move forward, lay your life down for others. If you see any need in the church, fast and pray without anybody knowing. Am I communicating at all? Are you getting the message? What are you going through in life? When they awoke the Lord, then he woke up. He woke up. And that is where I want to talk about Mark, what is written in Mark chapter 15. Chapter 16. I want us to read now. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 from verses 15 to 18. Mark. Before I come back down to the text. Mark chapter 16. Chapter 16 of Mark. From verse 15. I read, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said to who? Eh? Who are them? The pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastor and the teacher. He said to the believers, if you are born again, Jesus is saying to you today, for you to move forward, for you to get matured, for you to be a man of God, honestly, immediately you got born again, God has called you into the ministry. All you just need to do is to deliver your ministry. To know the ministry God has committed to you and follow accordingly. He said, go ye into the whole world. Not only the minister. He was saying that to every believer. If you are a professor, go ye. If you are a learned friend, say, my learned friend, a lawyer, go ye. If you are a carpenter, go ye. If you are wealthy, go ye. If you are poor, go ye. If you are learned, go ye. If you are unlearned, go ye. Don't allow this church to become a church of the multitude, where people are fainting, dying without a shepherd. That's why we are interested in discipleship, training others to be mature and go for Jesus. Identify your gift and follow accordingly without anybody disturbing you. Honestly, there are many, many people today, they are busy criticizing others because they don't have anything to offer. If you have something to offer, that which God has given you to offer, you will face. Am I talking? Please, I beg you in the name of the Lord. And in verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And look at verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpent. And if they drink anything deadly, it will not mean hurt to them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the seas are recovered. Every believer, these signs and wonders, you want to hear, try and joke on. You see somebody that is possessed, rebuke. Don't need to know the source of the problem. I was praying for a guy one day who was looking for a spouse. And he came for prayer. And I've been touched by Brother Paul. I don't need to. Well, I just spoke with her. And he was giving me some narrations. After that, I started praying. And the mighty hands of the Holy Ghost fell upon her. In the office we were just building at Basoro, with sands all around. And this girl, very, very neat. And I told her, if the Holy Ghost fall upon you, you may not be yourself. Could you believe? This girl started to be rolling on the ground in the dust. So when she woke up delivered, she was now pushing face. I said, no, you don't need to push face. I've gone through that before. You can never have knowledge if you've never gone through certain things. There is no master in the work of the Lord. All you just need is to prepare yourself. Look up to Jesus for everything in life. There is nothing. Let me repeat. There is nothing Jesus cannot do. And he will make use of the believers to do it. And you are power. Why are you just sitting down? Go into the whole world. Preach the gospel. Make disciples of all nations. If you win a soul, make sure you disciple that soul until he or she become mature. If you don't have a disciple, you are doing nothing. Okay. Anytime you are going through storm and wind in your journey of life, remember Jesus is in the boat. So before you trouble Jesus, the best thing for you is to call his name. And if you know you cannot do it again alone, you can invite other brother or other sisters to join you in prayer. Are you there? Am I communicating? But in verse, so Now, in that verse 24, Jesus rebuked the storm and the raging of water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. Calmness came. When Jesus knew that they were not strong in faith, they were lack of faith, Jesus immediately, after waking him up, he addressed the problem immediately. That is a good leader. He taught them to know that every believer must stand. Every leader must be able to do the bill. So he rebuked the raging of water and the storm, and there was a calmness. But in verse 25, what happened? In verse 25 of our text, in Luke chapter 8, verse 20, five says, but he said to them, where is your faith? Can you now see what I said from the beginning? It was after he rebuked the storm, the wind, and the raging of water, he now talked to them. When they saw he has rebuked the storm and calmness came. So he was now asking them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obeyed him. If they could obey Jesus, they can obey you. I beg you, as a member in New Covenant Church, don't be a lazy man following the priest. You must put on your own action. Be an actor. Don't be an onlooker. Don't be a bench warmer in church. If you are not winning souls, getting miracles done on a daily basis, you are a bench warmer. If you are not moving on, praying for people so that you yourself, from January to December, you must have a record of people that God has used you to bless. Say, go ahead, boy. Are you hearing me? Will you be able to move on from today? Don't say, I am an usher in the church. Ushering is to minister to one another in church. Go out. Say, go at the worship, no? Everybody in church. If you are in worship team, it's an assignment. Baba Oyero was introducing me, Associate General Overseer. And I call myself Associate General Servant. I am a servant of every one of you. My Oga is Brother Femi Oyelade. I'm alive to serve him. And he's alive to serve all of us. If you are a servant of God, you must be the servant of his people. That was the reason why when Paul was writing a letter to Epaphroditus, he was writing a letter to the church in Philippi, and he was sending the letter through Epaphroditus, and he was introducing Epaphroditus that it is my brother, my fellow worker. We are soldiers of Christ. And look at what he said. And he said, your own messenger. We are messenger of the church. No master, no servant. Embafe soga, kolojo in politics. Hallelujah. Jesus said, where is your faith? Honestly, listen now. You can never know that you don't have faith until you face challenges of life. Hey, many of us, we like exaggeration. We talk. You can never know you don't have faith until challenges come.
Hello?
Look at the disciples. It was when they saw Jesus rebuking the storm, rebuking the raging of water, rebuking the wind, it was then they too came down to know that, unbeliever following Jesus. Because they did not know Jesus until the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came down. That was the day they were born again. You say you are born again and you don't experience infilling of the Holy Ghost. You are deceiving yourself. Many, many false teachers will mislead you. I want to read a note. Jesus contrasts fear with faith. And equates fear with no faith. Can I read again? Say, Wambe Abi. And we don't say Wambe. Who are talking there? I'm hearing some noises. Are you there talking? Ushers, what are you doing? There should be no busybody in church. You must leave here today challenged. I have the desire for everybody here today to leave this place today and be burning for the Lord. Whatever you may be facing in your home, in your place of work, in your businesses, in your career, in everything in life, rise up and challenge such. And let the miracle of the Lord come. Look at the note I wrote down. Jesus contrasts faith. No, Jesus contrasts fear with faith. And equate fear with no faith. Faith here means trust in God's helping power in crisis. Trust in God's helping power in crisis. A help that is both present and active in Jesus. And if you don't take step, you can never experience such a help. Honestly, the power of the Holy Ghost is available. The Holy Spirit is over ready to welcome those that we join him in the assignment of the gospel. In the assignment of ministering to others. Many, many people are dying. Many, many people in church, they are under the oppressions of the enemy. The way they talk. Look at the way the disciples are talking. Lord, we are perishing. Whatever you may be facing in life, don't say anything negative. Say, God. However, maybe the pain of your challenges, don't say anything negative. Tell yourself, by the grace of God, I am an overcomer. Even when you don't even believe. And when the miraculous come, you will now be a living witness. Honestly, we have so many, many lazy people in church. Arise from today, be lazy no more. If you don't face challenges, you can never have experience. If you don't face challenges, you can never, never grow spiritually.
In closing,
the disciples were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? Winds and raging of water, and they obeyed him. Okay? If that be the case, what are you going through in your journey of life? Is it your marriage? And you only feed you. Are you listening to me? Well, that also has some money. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I don't want anybody to love the work of God more than God. Eh? Don't love the work of God more than God. Love God more than his work, because it is the Holy Ghost that will work in you and work through you. Many of us, we don't want to allow the Holy Ghost to work in us so as to work through us. If you don't allow the Holy Ghost to work in you, he can never work through you. And that's why many ministers today, they are manipulating the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, work of all letter, when one go down. Am I saying so? Hello, you both one go down, unlooking. Eh? Sit down. Sit down, they look. In Qatar, many church near, because he will sit down, they look, because he hasn't gotten any other things to do than to rest in the body of the believers and make use of them. But if you are not releasing yourself, he will sit down, they look. Don't die in sit down, they look. Don't die in sit down, they look. Because if you die in sit down, they look, people after you may be singing, Ileo, 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 Baba Ileo, Ileo, lo, mo lo soku kani, nigba ti mo sese gbagbo. When I got born again in 1974, we went for a burial in Ileo Luji. I want to say, Lelo wa conduct service here. Newa bere oni ati gbe ba re mo ba n toka sorun bayi bi eni pa nga lo ma gbe wo orun ati gbe ba chairman. As a young convert, I was hearing another song contrary to the singing they were singing. You know, by that time I was up to now I don't know anything. I just try to know. If anybody is preaching, I will be listening to get my own point. And I was hearing a voice. Atigbe ba ba wona. Atigbe ba ba wona. Emi to je pe gospel was burning in my me. Everything they were doing there is against my thoughts. Was against my thoughts. Everything. But I ought to be there. Because I follow one of our members there. And I was looking. Atigbe, Baba, Wona. Atigbe, 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 Baba, Wona. Because if you die in sin, it's judgment after death. In conclusion, what are you going through in your journey of life? Do you have any problem in your marriage? In your business, in careers, in education, maybe through your extended family, whatever may be the problem, can we all rise now? You have to talk to God before I pray. Address whatever may be that you may be going through yourself. No, don't talk already. I'm not a priest that lazy people will be following. I'm a follower myself. Whatever you had in mind to pray for, do you need? Are you trusting God for a miracle in your life? Tell God now. And if you are sensing the move of demons, Around yourself. Rebuke now. Cast such demons out of your surrounding. Your home is a mountain where Jesus dwells. Now everybody pray. Address yourself. Rebuke whatever may be representing the storm of water. Then I pray and command calmness to call into every situation. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord, we expect and of your overflowing upon this auditorium, overflowing of conversion, overflowing of healing, overflowing of deliverance, overflowing of freedom, overflowing of life, overflowing of meeting every represented need. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it in our life. Open our eyes to see Jesus seated upon the earth. Father, I pray if anybody is going through any challenge today, whatever may be the winds, whatever may be the storm, whatever may be the raging of water, Lord, if there is devil on the net concerning what anybody may be going through, dear Lord Jesus, you said in your word that these signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. That in your name we will cast out demons. You say we will speak in new tongues. You say when we drink anything that late will not hurt us. You say we shall lay our hand upon the sick and the sick shall recover. I rebuke every activity of the devil in the life of every man, in the life of every woman, in the life of every child. Pack all your loads. Pack all your luggage, pack your families, pack your friends, pack your companion. Get out in the name of Jesus. It has been written in Revelation 13:10. You that decided to put us into captivity Into your captivity you shall go. So right now, leave everybody in this auditorium and go into your captivity. Holy Ghost, as water cover the sea, cover every man, cover every woman, cover every child under this auditorium with your anointing, and begin to meet represented needs. Heal your people that are sick. Deliver your people that are oppressed. Those that are going through captivity, I set you free. Those that may be going through their situation, I command life. Whatever may be the represented need, Holy Ghost, let your anointing fall afresh. Walk over our lives from the crown of our heads to the tip of our soul. And let your perfection be perfected so that we may be no longer the same from today. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hold us by our hands and continue to lead us on until all of us shall live to fulfill our days and end well in Christianity. In Jesus' name we pray.